Welcome to a podcast on teaching from the Center for Teaching Excellence at St. Louis University. Our topic today is learning styles, and we are talking with Dr. Elizabeth Seibig, who is Vice Chairwoman and Associate Professor in the Department of Clinical Laboratory Science. She is trained as a medical technologist and did her doctoral work in curriculum and instruction. Thank you for being here, Dr. Seibig.
My pleasure.
I think a good place to start is to ask, what are learning styles?
I think the best way to answer the question, what are learning styles, is the way in which individuals learn. And people can learn, obviously, in different ways.
So why is it important to be aware of these when we are teaching?
As a good instructor, I think it's very important that that the instructor actually, while teaching, is looking at the students and trying to assess whether the students are grasping the material. If we know there are different ways that people learn, we can in turn teach in the ways that best address that. So knowing about learning styles helps us as teachers to make sure that we deliver the information in several ways, so that no matter what the individual or student or participant or whoever we're teaching to, whatever their learning style is, we're going to reach them.
Okay, so there's different learning styles, and there must be different ways of talking about these and categorizing them so that we can make use of them in teaching. Have you found one in particular that suits you best or that you would recommend?
I have. Actually, I've spent a lot of time looking at Howard Gardner's intelligence principle, where he takes a look at seven different ways that people actually deliver information they've been taught. And when I look at that and I look at the way in which people learn, I seem to find a great connection between the Howard Gardner model of intelligence being delivered and the VARC model of learning styles. The VARC model is really four different styles. The V stands for visual, the A stands for auditory, the R stands for read-write, and the K stands for kinesthetic. And typically individuals will have some combination of learning best in those four ways. And there are actually a learning style assessment that people can take on the VARC website and then pay a fee and have that interpreted for them by the VARC by the VARC folks. Excuse me. And then they will be able to indicate what the best learning style is for that particular individual.
Okay. VARC, do you know who developed that for us?
Fleming. I believe his last name is Fleming. Neil Fleming. Thank you. And he is from New Zealand, actually.
Okay.
And I've had the pleasure of meeting him twice. He's a fantastic man and is very, very knowledgeable about learning styles.
Great. So VARC, and that's available online. So knowing a little bit about what learning styles are and that they're important, how do we then integrate them into our teaching?
What I like to do is a couple of things. One, I really never teach out of a cookbook type of methodology. I go into the classroom with a new group of participants or students or individuals, whoever I'm dealing with, and I do a lot of assessment while I'm teaching. And I try to figure out what is it that sparks them. If I say something and I see in their eyes that they get it, I know I'm looking at somebody who is an auditory learner. If I show a model or I show a table or a flowchart and I see somebody get it, then I know they're a visual person. If I ask them to read something in class or before class and they come back into the classroom and are able to recite what's been read or interpret what's been read, then I know they're a read-write. And if I have them do activities and they seem to do well moving about the class and they seem to get it, then I know they're a K or a kinesthetic learner. The way I like to do things is I incorporate numerous activities that involve all of the four learning styles. Most people may be strong in one of the four areas, but often are not totally devoid of one. So they're going to have some level of each of the four. So anytime I do an activity, I try to look for something that will incorporate more than one. Case in point is I do have students in one of my classes develop and actually present an infomercial. And so they take the content that they've been taught in the class and they actually provide visual components to teach, because they're actually going to teach about that product to their classmates when they present it in the form of an infomercial. So the visual part's going to be seen as they're doing their infomercial. And usually, obviously, there's going to be a speaking role, so the oral people will grasp it. And then typically I have them put together maybe a PowerPoint slide or a chart or a table or something that's got reading material and words on it, so they got to read right, or I might even have the participants write something down. And then I typically have the students get creative and use their ability to move about the classroom when they do the presentation. So in doing an activity like that, I've reached all four learning styles. So even if a person is maybe stronger at visual and weak at kinesthetic, if the infomercial has all four, then I know I've reached them.
You've given us a great starting point. Thank you so much, Dr. Zybig, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for listening. We have been talking with Dr. Elizabeth Zybig from the Department of Clinical Laboratory Science about learning styles. This has been another podcast on teaching from the Center for Teaching Excellence at St. Louis University. Have a nice day.